Last year's Black Friday shopping was a mess with supply chain disruptions, leaving stores with low inventory and customers with big headaches. So how did consumers fare this year? And are we back on track with the pandemic beginning to subside?
For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Sucharita Kodali, a retail analyst with Forrester. And Sucharita, we appreciate your time here. So, you know, I remember stories back in January of people stocking up for this Christmas. Did that actually play out? Did we see people buying earlier? And is that impacting the supply chain?
Well, every year people decide that it makes sense to purchase early because you just never know when products are going to run out, particularly the hot selling items that are the in demand, whether it's electronics or toys or clothing. So yes, the earlier shopping season is something that's been going on for years, and it was absolutely something that we saw in large part because of challenges with people getting access to inventory at all last year.
And how did retailers gear up? Did they look at last year and say, uh-oh, we better start filling the shelves and filling the warehouses now? And did they end up with overflow?
Well, a lot of retailers definitely were overstocked, and we saw that in some of their stock prices. We saw that in some of their earnings calls over the last several months. So there was no question that that's definitely a factor. But what we also saw is that consumers absolutely were more favorable to considering spending earlier and to changing that shopping behavior in a way that was favorable to them.
What's the impact of inflation on this? Any?
Inflation absolutely has been something that's depressed some consumer sentiment, but it actually hasn't really had an impact on demand or consumption at all. And what we've seen is that retail sales have more than covered the cost of inflationary bumps in prices. And we've seen retailers across the board, whether it is essential goods, discretionary goods, passing those higher prices on to shoppers. The only category for some apparel merchants, they haven't had the luxury of doing that because it's such a competitive sector. But for the most part, you've seen consumers actually just covering the cost of inflationary price hikes.
It used to be Black Friday was a huge, big shopping day. Now it seems like more and more retailers and Amazon with their Amazon Prime days throughout the year have sale after sale after sale. Does this eat away at all with sales for Black Friday or excitement about Black Friday? Or is Black Friday shopping still a tradition?
Black Friday, Cyber Monday, the more that you add other sales in, the less strong they are going to be. I mean, even when they introduced Cyber Monday a couple of decades ago, you started to see Thanksgiving weekend sales declining. So the more that you dilute it with these other offerings, absolutely, it is less of a crucial day. But what's still important to remember is that if we were to look at the top 10 shopping days of the year, Black Friday is always on that list. It may not be quite as high. The growth may not be as fast as it was in the past. A lot of the success had been historically on doorbusters and people like waiting at 5 a.m. outside of a Walmart. That's no longer the case. But, what you've also seen is days like Thanksgiving growing. You have more retailers open then and more people shopping on days that had previously been closed.
You know, I want to go back to something that you said, and I just want to hone in on it. It sounded as though you said that the deals that we're seeing Black Friday, Cyber Monday, whatever, are not as good as they were because of some shrinkflation or inflation. Did I hear that correctly?
The deals are absolutely still there and they are prevalent. But consumers are paying that regardless of however, whatever that delta may be, the consumer is absolutely still covering that difference.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your shopping insight. Sucharita Kodali is an analyst with Forrester.